Shock doctrine. Does everyone know the shock doctrine? Okay, what Naomi Klein wrote about was to illustrate how, in order to implement and appropriate and carry out an occupation, what you do is to create a crisis in the country. And then you say, there's such a serious crisis that we have to take emergency measures. That little fellow, what's his name? David Cameron is trying to do the same here. what Naomi attributed this to the sort of strategy of the Chicago Economic School, actually it's much, much older than that. Horace mentioned the assassination of Patrice Lumumba. That was precisely an attempt, a very successful attempt, to create a crisis, murder somebody, and allow the corporations to occupy the DRC. That's what's been happening. So how do we oppose it? Well, I would suggest that we use the same strategy. And I think if one looks at what the Tunisians did, what the Egyptians did, okay, that was our kind of shock doctrine, to say, we will not take it any longer. We will show you how it's done. We will occupy the streets. It is no longer, I think the issue, it's linked to the issue of the name of WDM as well. The period of transactional politics is over, comrades, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for transformational politics. Transactional politics is compromising how you get screwed. Yeah? Now we have to say no. No, there is another way of doing it.
Where people are resisting this. And the resistance is actually met with very brutal force. But people are refusing to die. They're refusing to be quiet. And I think that one of the things that I have found to be quite effective is campaigning in solidarity. Because many of these companies that are being handed the land are here, are based in the UK, they're based in the US, they're based in all kinds of places. When we campaigned against Shell in Nigeria, people were fighting on the ground in Nigeria, in the Niger Delta, but when Shell was meeting, whether it was in Houston, whether it was in Amsterdam, whether it was here in London, wherever they met, people in those countries would be there saying, we know what you're doing in the Niger Delta. It becomes really quite important. In Kenya, we have Dominion Foods, which is an American company. They've come, taken over a huge area to grow food for export. For export, it is not to be consumed in Kenya. Here we go around begging for food, but the food that is being produced in Kenya is being exported. And this is where I was talking about our own roles. You know, you go, whether it's tea, whether it's flowers, whether it's coffee, you go to any supermarket here in the UK, you will find those products there. At some point you have to ask yourself, if we are getting their food, if we are getting flowers that are being grown on their land, how come they're hungry? You have to ask that question. Fair trade is wonderful and is a great idea, but